Each of our slave houses is equipped with a fireplace for cooking and keeping warm in the winter months. We also have a new bunkhouse that houses several of our men slaves who are single. Bill, our family driver, has been our driver for several years. I spent many hours teaching Bill how to read and write. In my opinion, he's probably the best educated slave in Autauga County. After leaving the house, we traveled down the narrow, dusty road that would lead us to the main road to Selma, Alabama. It was a blistering hot day, and before long I was wiping sweat from my brow. We passed several of our slaves picking cotton. I had often wondered how our slaves could hold up working all day in this heat. Some of our male slaves, especially the boys, wore a loincloth while others wore their issued long pants. The female slaves wore skirts and loose-fitting tops. Most of the females wore cloths over their heads. All our slaves went barefoot in the fields. I had always wanted to join our slaves in picking cotton, but my father would not hear of it. That is strictly unheard of in the South. We would be the laughingstock of Autauga County, Alabama, if we were caught laboring in the fields with our slaves, he said. Although I didn't agree with my father or the way of the South, I would continue to honor my father and mother. Our slaves used straw baskets as containers for the cotton. I was always